Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning from New York City. Rain-soaked, soggy. Hope everybody is safe and sound and dry and with power as we endured the tropical storm over this weekend.
I play that music every day in my car.
Yeah, I bet you do. I could tell by the pitch you hit there. Yeah, you got the words down in there? I say to my wife, because she sings along a lot around the house, I'm always like, man, it's like Taylor Swift is right here in the house. Gets her really mad at me. You know, when you hit notes like that.
See, if I was you, I wouldn't say that to my wife, though.
Why not? And make her laugh.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Sorry, sir.
That issue. All right. We can laugh at each other in our house. All right. That's what we do. But anyways, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729.
Well, y'all do a lot of laughing during Jet football season, I'm sure.
We might, or maybe we'll just laugh at how bad the Eagles are. But we'll also laugh at the fact that maybe they actually have a quarterback, Key. Maybe they have one.
Who?
Yeah, Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
He's looked good again.
He looked cool.
He has. Before we get to that topic, though, on at KeyJNZ, we're asking this question, and it doesn't include Zach Wilson. Which rookie quarterback should be the week one starter? Let's assume Zach Wilson is going to be. You know why? There's no one else on the roster. Let's assume Trevor Lawrence, because he was the number one overall pick. But of the other three, we'll give you three anyway. There's five of them from the first round. Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. So far, 2,800 votes.
I'll tell you who's leading.
You can tell me.
Justin Fields.
Correct. By a lot.
60, by like 80%.
60%. Yeah. He's getting the votes. Who do you think is number two, though? And it's close. Mac Jones, Trey Lance.
Mac Jones, man. They got him still at number two.
You just hate that, don't you?
Because that's delusional. What? He's not starting.
Well, the question is not, it's who should be. So it's an opinion.
How you go?
It's not who will be. It's not a prediction. It's
whatever,
an opinion.
Man. He's not, no. No. So it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Now, right. He may eventually play, but not right, or not in week one.
Yeah. Well, Josh McDaniels said he's the starter right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
He's the starter.
Now.
Yes. And that now means tomorrow.
For now.
That means tomorrow.
It just means for now. That's what it means. I also asked this question earlier in the show, and some of the answers I'm getting are kind of interesting. They're funny because I asked you how much does a practice player make.
I said 90.
Yeah, you suggested 90. Yeah. And I just said if you had the choice, I don't mean like old guys. I mean like all of us like later on in our lives, we're not going to play football. But if you had the chance, you know, when
at
you're younger.
22 years old.
Yeah, if you're younger.
Yes, you play.
Have a choice, it's the same amount of money now. Same amount of money. Would you be a practice player for a couple of years doing that?
Yes.
Or did you want to be in an office job?
No.
Same amount of money.
No, because what if I get my break? What if I get my Kurt Warner moment?
Mm.
Yes, I'm going to stick around for a couple of years, but at some point, though.
Yeah, after a while, it's like, all right, it's time.
And I've had to have those conversations with dudes before in the locker room. I'm like, man, I don't mean to be the dream killer or nothing like that. Crush your dreams, but come on, man.
You're going to be the reaper?
It's time to – you can't keep – you know, and I've had conversations with guys that have played.
Yeah.
And they've been out of it 2 and 3 years. And they still tell me, oh, man, I'm working out, man. I'm going to try to see. I'm going to go work out and see. I'm like, come on, man. It's time.
It's hard to turn it off. Like,
it's time to shut it down, man.
It's hard to.
After you've played in the National Football League and after a couple years of you sitting on the sidelines and not doing nothing, not playing football, you've already lived the dream. You beat the odds.
Yeah.
But this continuing to go work out and hope that the coach is going to sign you and all, that's no, man, stop.
Well, you reached that point of reality.
I'm trying to help you now understand that it's time to move on in your life and become a grown-ass man to take care of his children and provide for you and your family in the work environment. The longer you prolong this, the longer things or the more things get beyond the opportunities that's there for you.
Naturally. And that's
it. What you try to
but
tell
you know
them.
What I'm referencing. I'm referencing like that first time through, like, look, would you do this?
Yes,
or
that's
would you
okay.
just get into your job? Now, again, you'd have to love football. Just like if you're playing in the minors for a bunch of years in any other sport. You'd have to love that sport to do it. But
I don't think people realize how much it hurts, though. And what I mean by hurt.
Physically?
Man, it hurts. It pains to train as hard as you have to train to compete. On a daily basis, and on top of that, when you finally get hit in your chin, See, people look at it in TV and they don't realize, man, that stuff hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts more than what you think. Those sharp metal face masks hitting against your arm and your muscle, it hurts.
Yeah, and then besides that.
Or somebody stepping on you.
Yeah. And then get up and do it again. It's not like you can sit there for a minute and gather yourself. No. We got a play clock. Let's go.
Man, you know how many times I threw up working out and it was in shape and still Earled because it just could nothing I could do.
Did you said Earled?
Earl. You know,
Earl. Hurled?
Earl.
So Justin says on Twitter, I'm a pharmaceutical labor worker, Teamsters. I've played organized football up to the college level. I'd have to say I'd take my blanky union job over $90,000 for the practice squad any day of the week.
For the first couple years, he probably – I mean
– again,
first,
90 meaning either you work in an office for the same money, not I make more so I'm happier doing this. No. Same
plus you,
cost.
Plus you got to remember you're only doing it for 17 weeks. For the first couple, well, 18 now, for the first several years, then at some point you're going to get too old.
Of course.
But, I mean, when you're young, you're only doing it for 18 weeks.
I'm just saying I would have, if I was healthy enough to do it, I would have played somewhere. I would have gone minor somewhere, something like that. I would have done it.
For 18 weeks, as long as you can.
To me, if you love the game that much, no, as long as you can until you got your fill. Right? You play as long as you can. Don't apologize.
I don't know. I look at it a little bit different, I guess, because I played. But, yeah, I couldn't do it past a certain point.
Of course.
I just couldn't do it.
Right. But you also were different because
even if I wasn't, even if I went the last pick of the draft, at a certain point, I have to realize that I'm probably not going to make it. I'm not going to still be out there.
But until I get to that point, whether it's 4 years of it.
Because they're going to scream at you.
I'm playing.
They're going to scream at you the same. Actually, they're going to scream at you worse.
A lot more.
Than they scream it at the dude that's making all the money.
Well, you also have to have. You talk about the physical part of it, right? I don't know why I'm going off on a tangent on this.
It's
a rainy Monday.
It's no big deal.
But I also think the mental. How mentally tough you have to be because you know you're really a nobody compared to everybody else there. I'm showing up every day because I love it. I'm coming every day because I love it. See, I want this life.
Yeah, you love it and all that's great, but until somebody hits you, though, Brian Cox hits you or Mo Lewis catches you or Harrison catches you going across the middle. Now, remember, Rodney Harrison is just going to hit you because he's going to treat you as a stunt dummy. He's just really – that's how he's looking at you.
Right.
You don't really mean that to the
team.
You're
nameless, faceless.
Yes, he's just going to try to run through you just for practice.
Yeah, I don't know, but I certainly would. I don't know if anybody else agrees or disagrees at KJNZ. Meanwhile, let's get to the Jet topic here real quick. So Zach Wilson, he looks good.
No, he looks good.
He looks good. All right. He and Corey Davis seem to really have something special, a connection at least. You know, he just has done very well. He's been efficient. He's looked good. So, you know, you keep kind of downplaying everything with the Jets this year. But, no, you do. You downplay. I know they're not going to be good, Key, but could you at least say they've got something? Or is this go back to what you say? Man, it's preseason. He's playing against a lot of backups. It's another week in a row where he's not really a lot of starters. The Packers didn't play a lot of starters.
But he's doing things that make you think he has a shot.
He looks right. Can I say that?
Yeah. Yeah, he looks the part. He looks like he belongs. I don't think that they missed on him yet.
Oh, man.
Just
why'd you have to add yet?
Because what else am I going to say? Jets going to the Super Bowl this year. They getting ready to win the division.
You were fine where you were. You didn't know to go. You didn't need to go to yet.
They're doing a good job with him. Okay? I like some of the throws that he makes. There's nothing wrong with that. I like his ability to move around in the pocket. I just know that they're not throwing a lot of different things at him right now. And what will it be in the regular season? Like, I've seen this movie before with players at all positions in the preseason. It's like, yeah, we got one. And then when the regular season comes, it's like, damn.
It's like Browning Nagel going 4-0. It was before your time with the Jets, but
there
still.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Adam Schefter tweeted this. Now, you remember Carl Lawson with that injury, the Achilles.
Hurt.
They lose him. He said the Jets, after that injury, the Jets are now looking for ways to acquire a pass rusher to help fill the void. Per sources, a trade before the season is being explored, and some are suggesting could they maybe try to make a trade with the Cardinals for Chandler Jones? I think that would send quite a message if you're Joe Douglas, if you're the Jets, if you do something that aggressive, because letting your fan base know, your team know, hey, you know, we're, this isn't just some rebuild, we're punting on the season. No, we're trying to build something here.
Look, it would be a good trade if the Jets wanted to trade for him. What the question is, what will they have to give up to get a guy like Chandler Jones, who's 31 years old?
Got to pay him.
30, 31, and you have to pay him money when you didn't want to pay Jamal Adams, but you got to pay him. And on top of that, if you're Arizona.
Wouldn't you say there's a difference between him and Jamal Adams, though?
As far as what?
For what you need impact-wise?
Not really, but no? I'm just saying the whole point is that they didn't want to pay. They just said they just didn't want – they'd rather move on
right,
from it.
Right.
But you're bringing in a pass rusher, those sort of things. Now, if you're Arizona, why are you getting rid of one that you wanted to pair with J.J. Watt? And now I'm sure Chandler Jones saw the money that y'all gave J.J. Watt and said, well, hold on, man. This dude at the end of the line – and y'all paying him as if he's in the front of the line, and y'all got me sitting over here begging and pleading for money. I want out of here. This ain't right. But Arizona, when they went to get J.J. Watt, I'm sure Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury made a decision and said, well, we got Chandler on one side coming off injury, and we got J.J. Watt. We're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So if Arizona's getting rid of him or thinking about moving on from him, what is that going to do to their defense and all the high hopes that they have in the desert?
So are you saying that, like, that should be an option for the Jets, or you don't think it's a reality? Like, because, again, this is being kicked around. Nobody, like, Shefty didn't report this.
What are you asking for, though? If I'm the Cardinals, what are you asking for Chandler Jones? Are you asking for multiple picks? Like, what's the compensation that I have to give you for a guy? And are we willing to make him one of the top highest paid pass rushers in the league? Because that's what it's going to take, based on what he wants.
Well, it is certainly something interesting. Like I said,
and if you're spending that money for this year, yes, Keyshawn said it, it's a punted year. Are you wasting money on a punted year?
But is it, though? Because you're building – you're trying to build – come on. I mean, it's been 10 years since they made the playoffs. They're trying to build something, trying to set a tone, not only with their fan base, but in that locker room. That, no, like, this is not going to be, we're not trying. We lost a guy. He's an important piece of a defense.
Yeah, but you can go sign somebody to be a rah-rah guy, because that's what it sounds like you're looking for.
No, I'm looking for an impact guy. And that's what Lawson was supposed to be, and they lost him. And to make a move like this would be.
But if Lawson was there and they wanted to go get Chandler Jones, then I'm all for it.
All right, well, how about this? Shefty's saying that they're in the market to try to replace him, rather than whoever's on the roster, we'll just move him up, next man up thing.
They got the one already, though. The guy who's going to be the backup, was the backup to him. They're similar, very similar.
Yeah, I forgot why I can't remember his name.
Something Ben something.
But he was he's actually been pretty impressive. All right, 30 for 30 podcast at the Undefeated present the King of Crenshaw. This four-part series examines how Nipsey Hussle's life, death, and legacy impacted the sports world, particularly the NBA. Here, DeMar DeRozan, Isaiah Thomas, and DeMarcus Cousins, among others, explore the realities of life as a black man in America, Nipsey's dedication to South LA and his community, and how Nipsey inspired millions. The marathon continues. The King of Crenshaw. Binge all four episodes now on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Well, let's do some A to Z right now. On KJZ ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn with Key. So Miguel Cabrera hit home run number 500. He did so in Toronto against the Blue Jays. And he had 446 home runs at the end of the 2016 season. He had 38 that year. He hasn't more than 16 home runs since because of age and injury and everything else. He's one of five players ever with 500 home runs and a career batting average above .310. He's also 45 hits shy of becoming only the seventh player who would have 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. Here's Miggy on what it meant to him to get to 500.
I mean, a lot. Like I said, not only for me, you know, the people around me, the team, my teammates, the organization of Detroit, my coaches, the money I have from my whole career. The people from Venezuela, my family, I think it's like it's really big because it's something special for my country, for my family, to be able to do this. I'm really happy, but the same time, I got to stay focused. I got to keep to my doing and trying to help the team to get better and win more games.
Keith, 500 home runs was for a lot of times in the history of baseball, like this milestone that very few players got to. Since 2000, 11 players. He's the 11th player to do it. Now there's 28 players to have done it. Is 500 home runs impressive? I mean, over the course of a career, certainly it is. But getting to 3,000 hits certainly would make this a more exclusive club for Miggy. But he's a great player and certainly a great hitter.
I think both are, though. 500 home runs is still a lot, no matter, you know, how many times it's been done. It's a milestone. That's why we're having a conversation about it. But 3,000 hits, that's even more impressive. It's almost like, I don't, you know, batting percentage-wise, it has to be high for you to be able to go up to the plate.
310,
yeah, and be able to, you know, connect and be able to do those sort of things. And it's not a whole lot of people that's capable of doing that.
And doing it in the same season, too, and if he possibly could do it. 45 hits to go, of course, so it still has to get it done before the end of the season. But quite the story there. Miguel Cabrera's 500th home run was the overnight delivery in the Tigers' 5-3 win. Overnight delivery brought to you by USPS. Business is changing, and the USPS is changing with it. Find out how at usps.com/newroots. The United States Postal Service, priority you. We continue A to Z on KJZ. Larry Fitzgerald, who kind of still out there. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? And during an interview on SiriusXM's Let's Go, that he and Tom Brady together, the 11-time Pro Bowler was asked if he was going to be a radio broadcaster or is he going to play again? He said, for now, I'll be a radio broadcaster. But then he adds, why?
I just don't have the urge to play right now. I don't know how I'll feel in September, October, November moving forward. But as of today, I just don't have the urge. And, you know, I think I have to be respectful of that. Football is not one of those games you want to walk out there and play and not be fully engaged and ready to prepare and do the things necessary that you need to do.
Now, in hearing that, and now Larry Fitzgerald is an unrestricted free agent, 17 years with the Cardinals. Ryan, when you and I were talking about, you know, practice squad guys and you only do it for a couple of years and then it's time to go, Ryan on Twitter asked, when was the moment you said, the hell with this, it's time. It's time for me to walk away. And for Larry Fitzgerald, does it sound like he's kind of at that place?
I was at that place. So when I came into the league, I only wanted to play 10 years. So when I left the Cowboys in my 10th year, I had at that point decided, you know, I don't want to play football. I'm done. But Dan Henning, who was my offensive coordinator with the Jets, was the offensive coordinator in Carolina. And at the time, Mike Holmgren was still coaching in Seattle. Jeff Fisher was in Tennessee. And so they started talking to me. I actually was in St. Louis on some business. And then I wind up getting on the phone, talking to Dan Henning. Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, okay, they had just gone to the NFC Championship game. And Steve Smith was locking him down because he was the only guy as a Lone Ranger in Carolina, right, and they had just lost. And I said to myself, I said, man, you know what? Let me go to Carolina and just see what they're talking about. So I got down to Carolina and I just started talking, and Dan kind of convinced me to play one more year. I said, okay, man, I'm just cause, you know, I'm gonna do it. And so, but after that, I didn't want to do it anymore. I did it that one extra year, but I only wanted to play 10 years. That's all I wanted to do.
When did you know 10 years? Like, because when did 10 years become your, like, that's all I'm going to do?
In college. In college, I said I only want to play 10 years.
Why?
Because remember, as I always said, I was never chasing a gold jacket. I understand longevity allows you to get a gold jacket. I didn't want to play 15 years to get a jacket. I wanted to accomplish things fast. I wanted to go to the Pro Bowls fast. I wanted to win a Super Bowl in my career. I wanted to do some good things, 1,000 yards, 10,000 yards, things of that nature. I accomplished that so fast. And in the end, I'm like, I did everything I wanted to do. So what's there left to do? It's a perfect opportunity to go to ESPN. Norby and the gang came a-calling. And I said, cool, I'm going to start my broadcasting career at that point in time because – you know, chasing stuff wasn't me. I wanted to help my family. And when I got drafted immediately, that's all I wanted to do. I didn't, you know, there's a lot of guys that have other goals and mm-hmm. accomplishments. And much like Larry, like I don't have the urge to do it right now. Well, 17 years, man, I'm good.
Yeah, he put in
I'm
17.
I'm good.
Now, he said,
I own part of the Phoenix Suns. I'm making money. I'm good.
Now, he again, it's a big topic in Arizona. I mean, it's all they talk about.
I'm mad
they
at
him,
love
though.
Him
there.
But I'm mad at him. I tell him that all the time. I'm pissed at him, though.
What?
Because he's supposed to have a championship by now. If he'd have took his butt to New England when they wanted him, he'd have a couple rings. Because that type of guy deserves a Super Bowl ring. He deserves one.
Got that good.
It's
right.
Like a it's like a Chris Paul. He deserves a NBA title.
Amazing that they're
Mello.
Both
he
in
deserves
Phoenix.
An NBA title. Period. Mm-hmm. And Larry Fitzgerald deserved one, but he wanted to be in Phoenix and the Phoenix fan base. I get it, but at some point, you gotta look out for yourself, dog.
Well, he's also Eventually, you go. I'm not gonna get it here. I gotta
you
go somewhere
gotta
else
see
and get
that.
It. Dame Lillard.
Even though they had a shot and a chance. Except the Steelers got him, clipped him in the end.
Yeah. Well, again, Cliff Kingsbury said the ball's in his court when it comes to whether or not he's going to come back. And they'll have a place for him if he wants to come back. So they're there open arms if he wants to play.
But do you want to be Larry Fitzgerald and catch 40 balls and just – like you don't – like he said, man, you can't be out there. That's why I was talking about, like, practice squad and things of that nature. Like, that stuff is hard, man. Mm-hmm. Larry did it for 17 years. So imagine how hard it's been for him for 17 years and to now pick it up again and try to restart it all over again to do what? Catch 40 balls? Like, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah, where would you be in this offense?
Yeah,
still, right?
No, I'm straight.
Would you say he's all set then? You think this is it? We've seen the end of it, of Larry Fitzgerald?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well. Unless he says, you know what? Somebody's calling that's really like – like if Tampa Bay all of a sudden called, that was really close.
Can he, though, if he knows the Cardinals want him, and yet he says, nah, I'm not going to play here, but I'll go there?
That's a business decision, though, right? That's a business decision.
You're not coming back to the Cardinals because you think you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Like, if that's be the only reason left, right? Like you said, if you're going to play,
but I think because it's been 17 years that he's put in, and the equity is there in Arizona, it would be almost like, I mean, they would understand certainly, but it would be, I think there would be a section of people that would feel like if he left to go chase a ring with a team that was better than Arizona, let's say Kansas City, for instance, they want him. I think people would be like, oh, man, you know, I think a section of people would feel that way. But then there'll be a large section of people that would say, we bless it because you deserve it.
Yeah. You
like me,
see it.
I'm like, he deserves it. They should just give him one just honorary every year. 17 teams should just give him a ring.
I don't know if that's
he tried,
happen,
man.
But we've,
he tried.
We've seen a lot of sports.
He tried to help
happen.
Arizona get one.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. All on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required, actual availability, coverage, and speed. May vary. Kyle Shanahan refused to name Jimmy G the week one starter. Interesting. He will tell you what that means after this from DraftKings. Football's almost here, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And the season is quickly approaching. DraftKings is your one-stop shop to make it rain all season long. To bring you even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ for a limited time. New players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. Don't miss out on the action. Enter code KJZ to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code KJZ, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
As a fan, this is amazing. This
is
the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man. This is real.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith, and I'm ready.
This is Max Kellerman, and the Giants are ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Carolina Panthers are ready.
Zelen Hahn, I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Brought to you by Skechers. Skechers, comfort included.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key this morning here with you. And joining us in studio, Kimberly A. Martin. How are you doing?
My co-worker from the Jet days.
I'm not that old. I wasn't.
No, I'm talking about him.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Not me. And he's older than me.
Barely.
Still older.
But why are we doing this older thing?
This
is more news.
She started it.
That's what people need to know, by the way. You know this too. You're friends with Bob Glauber. Like, you know, Newsday has churned out star after star. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Martin, certainly one of those from her time.
Right, Keith?
So I'm guessing you
would put yourself
in
well,
there.
Clearly.
As
the Newsday
a star
club
was
is
Newsday.
Deep.
Or did I say it's churning out stars like Kimberly Martin? Me?
Yes.
I don't know what you'd call me. I'm here for you, Key. I'm here for you. I'm also here for hot news or not news.
For now.
Just like Josh McDaniels said about the quarterback situation.
For now.
I am QB1 for now. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Little hot news or not news. Okay. My beloved Jets are now looking for ways to acquire a pass rusher to help fill the void of the injury to Carl Lawson. This is according to Adam Schefter. Is this hot news or not news?
Oh, this is so hot. Ooh. This is flaming. Hot news. Only because, like, I was at Jets camp recently, and they were raving. Carl Lawson was the guy. When we weren't talking about Zach Wilson, we were talking about, hey, okay, so this Carl Lawson guy, he's really tearing it up. And this is a team that's rebuilding, but on that D-line, that front seven, that Salas was so hyped about that group. Because you have Quinnen, you've got guys. And for Carl Lawson to go down, it's bad. It's really bad. And I know Robert Saleh doesn't want to say it, that it's that bad, but this is huge.
Yeah, no, I think it is. Good. I think it is hot news that he went down. I don't necessarily know that it's hot news that they would be looking to possibly acquire another guy just simply because what's it going to cost you and where are the Jets going right now? Are they headed in the right direction this year to acquire someone?
Think about all the guys that the free agents that they've paid money to. And they haven't seen a ton of return yet from Carl Lawson now is in that you're not going to get what he was going to give you. And to your point, this is a team that isn't – we don't expect a lot of things from the Jets this year. This is a rebuilding year. But it's just another year without – with like some – look at Allen's face.
It's been
This is why it's hot news because these Jets fans have been dying.
No, it's hot news that he got hurt. There's no question about it. But to try and replace him or going out and spending more equity to try to duplicate the same thing, I just think that is
a bit
much. That's why
it's hot, because you got to wait. You're wasting resources. You're wasting resources because you paid Carl Lawson to be here and he's not.
Yeah, it just suggests that they're staying aggressive, which tells me they're not, as Keith said, punting on the season. Kimberly Martin joining us right now in studio. Hot news or not news, and she's giving us a straight talk, right? Straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. So the next headline for you, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan didn't name Jimmy G his week one starter. Hot news or not news?
I actually think this is not news, only because we know eventually this will be Trey Lance's team, right? I don't think him if Shanahan had named Jimmy G the starter yesterday or today, would that make you feel like, oh, okay, well, now I know what the 49ers are doing week one? We all kind of assume it's going to be Jimmy G. The question is, for how long? And Trey Lance, we've seen flashes. We've seen flashes mm-hmm. of, oh boy, they better start Trey Lance. And then we see moments of like, oh yeah, this is, yeah, yeah, that reminds me. This was a rookie. This was a kid who needed some seasoning. Mm-hmm. He needed lots of seasoning based on how much he was able to play in college. So I think for right now, it's going to be Jimmy G unless Trey Lance takes some dramatic leap forward and says, and closes the door and says, no, Jimmy, get your ass on the bench.
It's okay. I think it's not news.
That's how we rock on the show.
A lot for what Kim is saying right there. You look at Trey Lance, he's young. He has inexperience, 17 games at the FCS yeah. level, not even at the big Power 5 level. That's a different situation in itself. He will play at some point in time mm-hmm. throughout the year, much like Kyle Shanahan said. But like all these other quarterbacks, the Mac Joneses of the world that everybody wants to try and put in front of Cam, not going to happen. Justin Fields in front of Andy Dalton as of right now, not going to happen. And I don't see where Trey Lance will move in front of Jimmy G right this second.
Mm-hmm.
Week four, week five, yeah. week three. I mean, you just never know.
And it creates an asset, too, for the 49ers eventually. All right, speaking of quarterbacks and who's going to start, who's going to back up, no question who's going to start in Dallas as we continue with hot news or not news. But is this hot news or not news out of Dallas? Ben DiNucci throws three picks in a preseason game.
Ben DiNucci. It's hot only because of what we have going on with Dak. Just because it's like it's been almost a year since Dak has been healthy on the field and has played. And it just it was just a reminder to me, like, damn, behind Dak, like,
who's the backup? Yeah.
You know, like, what? Like, if Dak is hurt or if he isn't himself this season, you feel really bad about this. Like, I don't have a good feeling about the Cowboys season if Dak isn't close to 100%, which mm-hmm. you would hope he is.
Yeah, it's certainly hot news. No backup quarterback that I feel good about. Cooper Rush, best guy this preseason statistical-wise. He's only thrown three passes in the regular season. Not saying a whole lot. There's probably, off the top of my head, I think there's about six quarterbacks that could become available that I would sniff at. Two of them are up in New England, one in
Chicago,
and I believe two that potentially are in Pittsburgh because they're running four deep. You got Joshua Dobbs. You got Mason Rudolph. You look at those depending on what happens with Dwayne Haskins. Then you obviously got Stenham in Hoyer, and then Nick Foles in Chicago. So you're kind of looking at that as a backup because the guys right now in Dallas, if something Mike Kimberly says goes wrong, they might as well cancel Christmas.
Yeah, that's only in Dallas is the backup quarterback situation as big a story. But in that situation, you can certainly understand it. So hot news, certainly it is. Great to see you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. They need to call this, you know, Alan, Kimberly, and maybe Key. Like, they probably should change.
You know what I'm saying? It's
Keyshawn. Don't give them no more ideas.
That's what it is, and I'll take that. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin for now, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So a bonus hot news or not news will do it just for Key. Plus, Hot Hands in Cincy, that's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN News.
Hey, it's Greeny, and it is a jam-packed football weekend. We'll have plenty of reaction on Monday to all the quarterback battles that are being settled, the critical injuries, and much more. See you then. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Joining us right now, Jermaine Wiggins.
Parcells is the only guy I know that yelled at everybody, but when he yelled at Key, he came right back at him.
You want some more tweets, by the way? Chris said it's no surprise that Keyshawn disrespected his coaches.
I almost cursed just now. What's this dude's name?
It would be Chris.
Chris doesn't know anything about me and my relationship with my coaches. So, Chris, shut the hell up. I wanted to use a different word, but I know I couldn't.
I get this all the time. How is it working with Keyshawn? Is he tough to deal with? what's he like?
You're going to always get that.
Like, what you see is what you get, and how you handle it is on you. I mean, that's basically how it is. How you react to it, that's on you.
Have you had a blast here for how long have you been? 6 months? 5 or 6?
It's been 6 months. Yeah.
Have you had a blast working with me for 6 months?
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm just checking. Because people ask you, so I wanted to – listen, I'm not setting you up for failure.
No, you already
I'm
did.
I'm just asking you because people always ask
Well, that's
people,
what you get. You get that all the time. It's just what's it like?
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's
like,
fun.
Literally, did I, set the world on fire like that as a player? Because literally, though.
Outspoken wide receiver, Keyshawn Johnson.
No, but seriously, though, huh? No matter if it's you, people behind the scenes, executives, whoever – they're asked the same question. What's it like working with him? Seriously? When I first took the job, I think I told you the story. I first took the job at ESPN. I was walking in Bristol, and people was, looking at me like I had frogs on my face, and it wasn't because I was the athlete. They was just worried. Not sure
walking
on how
on,
to handle me because I might
around
scream
you.
On yeah. them. I'm like, dude, no.
Be careful what you ask him. He might get angry.
I'll ask him if he'll do the interview. You just stay over there. It's like they can approach
Don't
me
worry.
And
I'll,
ask me
I'll
to
ask
do
him.
The car wash. It's okay. My God. I must have really frightened some people as a player.
I think that's pretty
that's
much
crazy.
What it was. Whereas again,
dude, you know,
we're all
was
different.
The sweetest piece of cotton you could ever – oh, let me not say that because then you'll get you in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I was the sweetest thing ever. Ever.
You,
like a peach.
I just think it's on you how you react to someone. You know, that if you just see them for who they are or just get to know people before you judge. And
Greenberg, one of my greatest friends now, Mike Greenberg. As a player, he was probably like, eh. But now he's, hey, how you doing, Eric? He's on every day, you know?
As a Jets fan, he probably loved you until it was
until I left.
Until you decided
then
that you wanted to win
Super
Bowls.
He put dollar signs on a picture he probably had on me. Cut me out of an article and pasted me somewhere. You know, just all that silly Jet stuff.
Throwing darts at you.
Yeah.
Who
so
knows?
Crazy to me.
Well, I'm sure John Gruden's a big fan of yours, as you did win a Super Bowl with him. How about this story, man? You have a little hot news, not news, a little addition. You know, part two, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
So, according to Athletic, sources say the Raiders called the Bears ahead of free agency. Remember, they were going to sign, they wanted to sign Yannick Ngakoue. Mm-hmm. And before they did that, they called the Bears to ask about a reunion with Khalil Mack. Now, can you imagine that?
So, the Raiders wanted to acquire Khalil Mack before free agency and move. Who? What were they going to move? Marcus Mariota or something like that?
Yeah, I don't see all the details of what they would have offered, but, you know.
No, but I'm saying.
The point is that before they were going to sign Ngakoue, they actually were like, what if we got Khalil Mack
but
back?
This is being reported by the Athletic,
not
anyone
this
that
isn't
works with
ESPN.
Us at ESPN.
It's just a headline that came up that I just found, what? Like, funny.
I can see that, though. I can see Coach Gruden and Mike Mayock
admitting a mistake?
Well, they wouldn't admit
their
mistake.
Their defense has been bad. That's
but they
been the
would, it wouldn't be a mistake. It would be we can up. They would spin it as we can upgrade our defense by getting a guy who's had 17,000 million sacks in this league, who's very productive, and we felt like if he was available for us, we should try and acquire him. Da 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 da.
So they just looked at it as an acquisition, not a we goofed. Let's get this guy back in. This
yeah, because
place.
One thing
our defense
that,
sucks.
One thing when you John Gruden. You're not worried about egg on your face.
No,
you're just trying
a 10-year deal you don't.
You're just trying to coach and win. Uh-huh. Like, whether you See, because what he'll say is, it wasn't that I didn't like the player or the person. I just felt at the time it was the best move for our organization and our team in the direction we wanted to
go. We weren't at a place where we needed to go.
All that shenanigans and all that. He would have given you all that.
Interesting.
And all those people would have just eaten it right out of his hand. They would have just with no problem at all.
Well, the Bears were not interested, so that it went nowhere. But it was still, it's an interesting story. Again, The Athletic is the one reporting this. Meanwhile, when we were talking to Anthony Munoz last week, the Hall of Famer, about the Bengals and their situation, he openly admitted it, and we all said the same thing, that he was disappointed they didn't go with a tackle. Penei Sewell obviously was there in the first round. Instead, they went with Ja'Marr Chase. They went with the wide receiver who has that familiarity with Joe Burrow. Chase, after his second preseason game on Friday, 3 targets, 0 catches, and every one of them hit him in the hands. We got a problem here with the Bengals. Are you concerned about Chase and his ability to be an impactful player early on for Joe Burrow? And also, did they make a mistake?
Look, here's what I would say. It's very difficult to be successful out of college at the wide receiver position.
And he didn't play last year.
He sat out for a number of reasons. You got to first understand the offense, how fast this thing is moving around. You got to get in sync with people. Those windows are not – this is not LSU playing Vanderbilt. Them dudes is on your ass. And I'm talking about, like, right there as soon as you blink. Like, it's – you know how you
– You're open for a
split
second.
You know how a fly gets on you, try to get him off of you, and he's gone before you even get a chance? That's how it is. And so, for him, he's got to continue to just keep working. The game will slow down for him if he has any ability whatsoever at the NFL level. We've seen a lot of college players have much success in college. The pro game never slows down for them because it becomes very mentally challenged. They can't, from a mental standpoint, they just can't figure it out. It's too fast for them. Mm-hmm. They get hit, and they don't want it anymore. Like, he pulled up on one of those slants. He pulled up. Let's say he pulled up.
What does that tell you that when he did that?
Well, he didn't realize that window was getting ready to close. Once he realizes that window's going to close, catch the ball, you're going to get in anyway. So hopefully he will. I wouldn't have taken him with the 5th pick. I would have protected the quarterback and taken another receiver and let him go somewhere else. But they wanted him for whatever reason, and that's what it is for now. But I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, 0 catches and 3 targets.
But it's not even that,
though. Is it a bad hands thing, or is it more up here?
He was getting strapped, too, son. They was on him.
You were saying that yesterday.
Yeah, they was on him. They was Velcroing him.
So that means he can't get that separation. That's a bigger issue. No doubt about that. All right, coming up, Bill Belichick is going to tell you what it will take for Mac Jones to unseat Cam Newton. Oh, he's going to love this. KJZ, ESPN Radio Series.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.